It's 9:30 a.m. at a coffee shop near the White House, and 25-year-old Orion Donovan Smith is browsing his usual news sites for the day's big story.
Every morning I take probably half an hour at least to catch up on whatever I've missed.
Donovan Smith scans through political articles for anything that may catch his eye. He quickly goes to Twitter, where he finds news posted by non-professional citizen journalists.
I think as a citizen journalist, you can certainly be politically active. The classic example now in the last few years is the 47% video of Mitt Romney.
There are 47% of the people who will vote for the president no matter what.
Mother Jones Washington Bureau Chief David Korn was the first to find the video online of Mitt Romney speaking at a banquet, but he wasn't the one who recorded it. A bartender working the event secretly filmed the presidential candidate. Korn says with all the tools people have, the lines can be blurred between media and audience.
Journalists, have to decide where they're going, what they're doing. There are only so many of us. We can't be everywhere at once. But now the ability to record is almost everywhere where there's a human action taking place.
So if anybody can influence a presidential election with just a recorder on their phone, are professional journalists now playing catch-up to the work of citizens? Korn again.
Stuff still needs to be vetted, corroborated, and put into context, and put onto platforms that people can see. Now, anyone can put anything on YouTube, and if something is viral enough, it will find its audience. But a lot of things still need launching pads.
Bloomberg News reporter Nicholas Johnston says this launching pad relationship with citizen journalists is changing the cycle of news.
During the Boston Marathon bombings, we got all the first information from that. Just people just tweeting it. We're actually at Bloomberg exploring ways to use this.
Back at the coffee shop, news keeps coming and Donovan Smith keeps reading. But with a growing list of sources, from Mother Jones or Bloomberg to his friend's latest tweet, he says who he gets news from is changing who he calls a journalist. Reporting in Washington, D.C., I'm Charlie Shelton.